The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how Walk MS fundraising events will be virtual experiences in 2021. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 associated restrictions, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society is inviting supporters of its Walk MS events to connect, celebrate, and fundraise for the fight against multiple sclerosis through a virtual platform. The National MS Society creates Walk MS celebrations in every state so participants can fundraise, celebrate, and feel a sense of community. Cindy Amadas, Assistant Vice President of Walk MS Event Experience, and Lisa Zeller, Project Manager for these events, said in a press release, "This year, we were determined to not let COVID-19 stop participants from having that connection. This year, a total of 353 virtual Walk MS events will be powered by Six Connects, a global platform for virtual and hybrid events through its SOAR virtual event solution. The technology allows the creation of a holistic virtual experience for participants with fully customized virtual environments. In this way, Walk attendees will be given a new and engaging way to participate in their walks," the Society reported, with Connect SOAR technology allowing the creation of a virtual but familiar park environment. During the walks, the virtual environment also provides accessible information about MS. "By utilizing Six Connect's virtual platform, we were able to create unique interactive experiences that mimic what attendees would have been able to participate in person," Yamadas and Zeller said, adding that the Six Connects team successfully captured the essence of what it feels like to be at Walk MS. Walk events by area and date, as well as the link for donations to support a team or individual, can be found at the National MS Society homepage. "Working with the National MS Society team to create an event where participants around the nation felt interconnected and familiarity has been a special experience," said Ruben Castellano, Six Connects CEO. "We're proud to help an organization continue their work in raising awareness for MS." Walk MS events focus on raising funds and MS awareness to end the neurodegenerative disorder. In pre-COVID years, these events involved 330,000 people each year, making it the largest gathering of people supporting MS awareness. The virtual Walk MS events will be accessible on the Society's social media and online platforms, allowing participants to experience Walk MS whenever it is most convenient. Walkers are asked to share their experiences on their social media platforms using the hashtag WalkMS. This year, WalkMS will meet you where you are to connect, celebrate, and make a difference like never before, the Society stated on its webpage. "We will not be able to gather in person in 2021, but you can still end MS your way. All routes will come together to end MS through powerful online tools and exciting events." Last year's walk collectively raised more than $24 million to change the world for everyone affected by this disease, the National MS Society reported.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Don't let MS stop you from grandparenting. My grandson, John, turned 5 in May, and my granddaughter, Hayden, turned 7 in June. I love being their poppy, but I wish their poppy didn't have MS. I was diagnosed with MS in 1980, just over a year after our son, Jeff, was born. He and our grandkids have lived with my MS all of their lives. I've only lived with it for about half of mine. As I approach my 73rd birthday, I've been thinking about how we've all dealt with my illness and the limitations it imposes. Coincidentally, I ran across an MS News Today column that my friend Debbie Wilson wrote about MS and grandparenting a few years ago. Being a grandparent with a disability. Debbie writes about how she felt inadequate and insecure as a grandparent because her MS restricted what she could do with her grandkids. She worried that they were being shortchanged. I've shared some of those concerns. I've never felt insecure, but I've often felt inadequate, both as a grandparent and as a parent. On the other hand, I've always believed that life isn't about hiding from the storm. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Play ball! When our son was playing baseball in school and other dads were coaching, I did the next best thing. I kept score. When our grandson was learning to walk, I helped by encouraging him to hold onto my canes as I walked backward. Since his toddler speed matched my MS speed, we made a great pair. As toddlers, both our grandkids loved to ride on my lap on my electric scooter, and they still do now that they're older. When we owned a condo at the beach, I bought a special scooter to take them onto the sand, almost to the water's edge, though I admit that my wife, who has a back problem, made much more use of it than I did. For them, my disability was their normal. More suggestions. I haven't found a lot written about how to be a grandparent when you have a disability, even though I'll bet many of us are one. An internet search turned up My Grampy Can't Walk, a book for kids up to 7. Wheelchair manufacturer Carmen Healthcare has some suggestions on their website, including things like resting up before a visit with the grandkids, being upfront with them about why you walk funny, use a cane, and can't go into the ocean waves with them, and giving them a ride on your scooter. Debbie found some suggestions of the Be a Good Role Model type at Verywell. She also has one of her own that I think is very important. Don't compare yourself to other grandparents. All grandparents can bring special and unique gifts to their grandchildren's lives, Debbie wrote. She's right. You and I are who we are, and we are special to our kids and grandkids no matter what.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.